time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, we're back once again. I'm Charlie Evers with Lulu Roman talking about her new book and about where she'll be later today. But I think one of the most important messages coming out of this interview today is how Lulu, once a very intense drug addict, popped out of it overnight. Lulu, welcome back.
And thank you.
You're going to be at Perkins. Let me see. What time? 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock.
5 till 9?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Okay, Perkins. Oh, here we go. We have a caller. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yes, I don't know if she wants to answer this or not, but does she know who her parents are?
Yes, she did talk about that once. A lady said, did you know who your parents were?
Yes, and has she, well, I didn't know she did like her family tree, you know, to, find all that out and everything. Because my brother, when he came back from Vietnam in 65, still yet he does the family tree almost every day, and he's really into that.
How neat.
Thousands of names. I mean, when he finds one person,
wow,
he will go to, like, his locations where the kids were growing up. They would go visit courthouses or cemeteries to find all this information out.
Yeah.
They would think they were going somewhere and stuff, and he's really into that. And I just wondered, because me, I'd want to know, everything and stuff, and I was just wondering about that, and if it's in the book and stuff, that's fine, but I just wondered if she
It's not in the book. I did kind of tried to do a little bit. I met my mother several times. She was in a mental institution the whole time I was in the orphan's home. And I found out much later that she had been severely abused, that she had been hit in the head with bottles and skillets and chairs as a child. And she had the mental capacity, I think they said, about a 7-year-old child. And so I never got to have really any kind of a relationship with her. It was, hi mama, hi baby, I love you baby, I love you mama. That was about it.
Pull that microphone a little closer.
Okay,
that's
better?
Good. That's
okay.
Great, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting, okay. About your mother, but nothing about your dad?
No, never knew who my father was. Never, I tried. I asked everybody that I could try to find that might know, and nobody seemed to have any clues at all. We even did go to, what's that thing we did, Kim?
Ancestry.
We did go to the ancestry thing and tried to find something out.
Oh, yeah.
But even from my blood and stuff, but we couldn't.
I've done that too. I've done a DNA sample and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, it's something to probably never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially, and that's hard, to think that you'll go to your grave not knowing who your father was.
Yeah.
That's all ever wanted. I wanted to know who my father was.
Sure.
Well, I know who my father in heaven is, but, you always want to know who your daddy was here,
But I am so interested in this interview today. The fact that, of course, I never knew you'd been a drug addict in a big, big way.
Yes.
And to tell our listeners, you stopped overnight, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was, God just took it away. He did.
Okay. You went and
one day I was a drug addict. The next day it was gone.
And you hadn't gone through a rehab center? And
nope. Never went through nothing. No.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
God just took it away.
I wonder how many other people can do that. Wow.
I'm sure the Lord has done that for a lot of people. I have. Okay, I've met a few other people that have told me that God took it away from them.
Okay. We have another caller. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, it's me. I'm the same person that just called.
Yes.
And I got cut off, and then I got a call, so I didn't get to hear all of her stuff, but when it got replaced, I'll hear it.
Okay, now what, and what was
it? I thought it would be neat if she could go to the Popcorn Festival and do a show.
Go to what?
Do a show at the Popcorn Festival.
She's probably never heard of the Popcorn Festival.
Yeah, but it's too late, but I thought that would have been neat to have her do.
That would have been neat, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, we have a Popcorn Festival here every year, draws.
Oh, I bet that's wonderful.
Yeah, and
I love popcorn.
You can imagine the flow of drugs among
them. Oh, my goodness, yes.
My.
Yes.
But yeah, Marion's like every other town or city in Ohio and America. We have our problem. Mm-hmm. But what you said today is just, to me, is unbelievable. The fact that you snapped out of this using the power of God.
Yeah.
And it just is absolutely amazing.
That's why it falls under the category of miracle.
Yeah. And we're spending millions and millions.
Yeah.
Oh, my. But how do you stop the drugs the first time, I wonder?
Yeah.
I wonder what
the best advice that I can give is to literally just ask God to help you to do it.
Wow.
And I've seen a lot of people that have done that, and God has helped.
And you can show people the fact that you had to give yourself so many shots with drugs and oh my land. Okay. So now you're at that stage and suddenly you're drug free. Now, is this the time that you went with Hee Haw?
No, I was actually still doing drugs whenever I got on Hee Haw.
Really?
I was, yeah. Hee Haw started in 1969 and I didn't get saved till 1972.
Oh, 72?
So,
three years later.
That was, it was several years before.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. So interesting. Okay, now, once you got on Hee Haw and you were still popping drugs, how on earth did you manage to get through?
I was so used to it, honey. It was just another day. That's what I did.
Okay.
I just got up in the morning, started my day doing the drugs. You know?
Okay, now did you have to think ahead too? Where am I going to get what I need tomorrow?
There were times when I did, yes. There were. But back then I was such a smarty. I had figured out how to buy them and then resell them.
Buy a few,
yes.
Yeah, right. And obviously
that'll get you a little trip to jail. It did me.
There are probably a lot of people out there in the same boat.
Oh, yep. My.
Okay. Now, this is detailed in your book. I take it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, it
is. That means if somebody would buy your book, they could get a world of good out of that. If they knew someone on drugs. Or if they were on drugs.
Yes.
Just to read that.
Absolutely. I believe that. I do.
And that book will be for sale at Perkins Family Restaurant from 5 till, what, 9? Tonight.
Yeah.
And obviously there'll be a big crowd there. But what the restaurant people like, if you come to buy a book, fine, they'll give you a 10% discount on your meal.
They will. Yes.
But you got to buy a book. That's the only thing.
Yes.
But they're giving her that space to sell her book.
Excuse me.
The book is what, about $20?
Yeah, $20.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in there describes.
It's got, I think it's got, what does it have, Kim? Like a.
It's got 200 photographs. 200
photographs in there that are really good. They're not just old blurry things. These are really good pictures.
Yes.
We wanted to make the pictures probably, hopefully, the best that they'd ever seen in a book.
Well, are there some Hee Haw pictures then?
Yes, there are.
Ooh,
there
good.
Are.
All right. Okay, now you're in Hee-Haw, and what keeps you going?
I just woke up every day and kind of did the same thing that I did. I loved Hee-Haw became like a family to me, and I had never had that before.
Uh-huh.
And we all just became we became family, because over the years it was, you know, 5 and then 10 and then 15 and then 20, you know, and you watch your friends get married, you watch, you know, each other have children, you know, you go through births, you go through deaths, you go through life changes for everyone, and these people were so precious, and they were so there, so present in my life.
Yeah.
Were especially a producer of Hee-Haw. His name was Sam Lovello, and when I got in trouble with the drugs, the courts had no place to put me in custody outside of the jail because I had no family. So Sam Lovello, who was the producer of Hee-Haw, stepped up and they put him in charge of me.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes. He was so sweet. He was my papa.
Now, obviously, you probably consulted quite a bit with Buck Owens.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He was one of your best
Buck
friends.
Buck was just so precious and so dear. He was. He was he's very understanding. And knew that I had problems, you know, but was always there in a real supportive way. He was.
Well, that's good. You just think now, people watching any TV show would never know what goes on it naturally.
Never know.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
But you carried on from 1969 to 2000, or no.
It was 1969 to 1992.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
That was the active production.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of production, how long did it take on an average to do a show?
Well, we never did a show. What we did, everything was filmed in segments.
Okay.
So there were 13 shows for each season. So we'd go in, they'd have... Each night, they had people who came in and painted the floors. They had four different sets. And Larry Gatlin and Kathy Baker were painting the floors when we first started. And that's how they both got, you know, started.
The Gatlin brothers.
From Larry Gatlin from the Gatlin brothers, yes. Yeah. Who, by the way, is my cousin.
Is that right?
I found that out, yes,
oh.
Yes. I was trying to, when I was going through thing where
ancestry,
you, yeah. Yeah, the ancestry thing. I found out that I knew that my great grandmother was married to a man named Gatlin, G-A-T-L-I-N. And she told me many, many years ago that it was Gatling, G-A-T-L-I-N-G.
Like the Gatling gun. Yeah.
Uh-huh, and that's exactly what it was.
Uh-huh.
My great-great-great-great-grandfather invented the Gatling gun.
No kidding.
He did, that's what they told me.
Oh.
And so they took that G off there, I guess, because they didn't want to be, you know, connected
yeah, right.
to that gun. And so after I heard that and kind of was going through trying to find out what, you know, what this was to my family and what it was to me, I saw Larry at one of the Hee-Haw tapings, and I said, can I ask you a question? He said, sure. And I said, did your great-great-great-great-great-grandfather invent the Gatling gun? He said, he sure did.
Oh,
and I said, guess what?
Oh.
So did mine. And he said, cuz! He just held his arms out and said, cuz. It was so precious, because that's the first time I knew of, like any blood relatives, you know, the Gatlin brothers, hello.
Now I can, when I hear that name Gatlin, I can associate it with Gatling.
Yeah.
They took the G off.
Gatling, they took the G off because of the Gatling gun.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
And that was a gun that rotated.
Uh-huh.
Boy, it could really...
Yes.
Oh, I was thinking, used quite a bit in the Civil War, I think.
It was, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Boy, that's something.
Yeah.
Okay, so... The years went along, and you became, well, quite like a family.
Uh-huh, we did.
Yeah, did anyone have a serious problem pass away or have an illness or bad?
We lost quite a few. The first person to die was a little fellow named
Scott,
Harry.
Did you know that Halley's Comet used to fly over Marion every night?
No, Charlie, I didn't know that. How's that possible?
Well, it wasn't really Halley's Comet. It was Martha Dowse's fire baton coming from Girard Avenue.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Listen for guests like legendary comedian Shecky Green.
Well, Ed Sullivan had his 11th anniversary, and I happened to be on the show. And he says to me, Shecky, you're not going to mess up on his show, are you? I said, no, Ed, I promise I won't, you know. So I said to him, you introduce me. No, he says, what are you going to do? I said, well, you're on 11 years. Introduce me as, because I just got back from Europe, he and his wife, Sylvia. I said, introduce me as a German comic that you found in Germany that you brought back to the United States. He said, my God, that's a good idea. Then he said, tonight on our show, ladies and gentlemen, I was in Heidelberg with my wife. No, she was in Amsterdam. I was in Heidelberg. How come we didn't get to get... He said, ladies and gentlemen, I found this little German comic, and I think you're going to enjoy him. Here is Schickel Kreber, Schickel. So I came out. I said, ready, I want to tell you something, Mr. Sullivan. It has been on television 11 years. This is his anniversary, and there's a reason why he's been on 11 years. He don't sing, he don't dance, he don't tell jokes, he don't do anything. That's why he's been on. Well, he got crazy. He heard that.
Oh.
After the show, he chased me. He said, do you know I got more talent in my little finger than anybody I ever had on this show? I said, you really believe this, you old as you're nuts. You know?
And legendary talk show host Dick Cavett.
I don't know. I can give you an exclusive here, I think.
Oh, let's do.
Sitting there with Alfred Hitchcock. During a commercial break, he's sort of looking straight ahead, not really right at me. And then he suddenly begins sort of speaking aloud to no one and says, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Grace Kelly, the most promiscuous woman I've ever known.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Okay, we're back once again with Lulu Roman from Hee Haw.
Yes.
Hee Haw's been off for a while. But it's in reruns, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, do you get residuals?
Little teeny tiny one.
Okay. They have to divide it up among everybody, huh?
They do.
Well, that's one nice thing. At least you'll never go entirely broke. But I don't know how many, how the residuals, is there a network that carries those or just stations that buy the series?
The people that buy the, I guess the space or whatever, right. You know, for each one, they all have to keep track of everything. They have to send everything in, and it goes to AFTRA or screenwriters, you know, one of those things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing that came about over the years, a great union for actors and actresses.
Yes, sir. It
to
sure
protect
did.
Them, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have that a long time
that's
ago.
Right.
Okay. Now, Lulu Roman, of course, if you were just tuned in, you wouldn't have heard the good part of her interview today. The fact that she was once a very big, pronounced drug addict.
Yes, I was.
And occasionally sold them. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing, though, to hear her story. She did not go under, the 30-day confinement in a rehab center.
Nope.
And she just quit, you might say, cold turkey, if that's appropriate term. And Lulu, again, tell our listeners how that happened.
Well, actually, it was, I believe it was a healing from God. It was. I had a wonderful pastor who prayed with me, and my friend Diane prayed with me, and this was at like 10:30 at night, okay, on a Sunday night. And so we were all tired, you know. We'd been in church for a couple hours, and so we all just went home and went to bed, you know. And then I got up the next morning and started to do my routine of cleaning the house and taking care of the baby. I had a six-month-old boy then. And about noon, as I was vigorously cleaning the stove, I thought, wait a minute, I haven't had any drugs. And so I called my friend Diane. I said, Diane, I haven't had any drugs today. And she rushed right over, and we sat and we kind of waited for me to have withdrawals, and it never happened. And then she just, you know, suddenly said, Lou, you've been delivered.
Wow.
And I said, what? She said, you've been delivered from drugs, honey. She said, God's just taken it away from you. And I said, what? And so we just really sat and waited, you know. Never happened. Never came. Oh. God truly just took the desire out of my heart. Took, you know, whatever it is that catches your body and makes you have to have this was gone.
Wow.
Just gone.
What about your drug paraphernalia? Throw it away?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's interesting.
We had a party. We threw it away.
Wow. Now you do get, you'll be in Cincinnati. What the date will be in Cincinnati?
Sunday.
This Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, that's... Okay. And what's the name of the church?
Miracle Revival Center.
Center, okay. Yes. It's in Hamilton, Ohio.
Yep. Hamilton, yes.
Okay.
And we've been there before, haven't we? Yes.
Do you give a major talk?
Yes. That's where I'll sing and give my testimony.
Oh, really? You still sing? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know you sang before.
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
I sing. Yeah.
Well, that's good. So, boy, you need to get around a lot of places. I mean, just what you said today, I've never heard a drug addict, former drug addict, talk like you have today. It's unbelievable.
It is.
But you told it like it was.
This is about a God who can change your life. It is. Wow. Can take drugs away from you.
Yeah.
Just totally change your life.
And you were on things like, we heard so much about LSD.
Mm-hmm.
There was one guy out in California that promoted LSD. I can't remember who it was.
Timothy.
Yeah, that's it. Timothy somebody.
Oh, gosh, I got to think that name now. Timothy. Yeah.
And people... And they said, you get on LSD and it's going to change your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I suppose it did for a lot of people.
Well, you know, it was a medication that they gave to people in psychiatric wards.
Oh, is that right?
Way back when. Yeah, for people who had real mental issues.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then, it's just amazing. I just wish that everybody in all these rehab centers, you could give it. Of course, you'd be busy the rest of your life.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. But such a good story to hear. And I don't know, but we are spending millions.
Timothy Leary. Yes.
All right, yes. And LSD. What were some of the other popular drugs years ago?
There was something, they were given different names.
Okay, yes.
There was something called, I just had it on the tip of my tongue, belladonna.
Yeah, that was a flower.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And there was something called psilocybin and something called, I'm trying to think of all this. It's been so long.
Have to look
up. There
was
one more, I was trying to think of. It's not coming to me.
But I know there was a general overall name they gave that drug era for the drugs.
Yeah,
they did. Okay.
Yeah.
And then did it start getting more toward the heroin. Well, marijuana was the first. Was that the first drug?
Generally, marijuana was the one that you'd try first, you know, because okay. you could. What you do is you smoke marijuana and you'd get real high and then probably go to sleep, or and then when you wake up, it's just all gone.
Uh huh.
You know.
Now, what do you think about the current marijuana sale?
You know, I have not really taken the time, and I really have meant to. I know that it is used for medicinal purposes in a lot of places, and I've had enough experience doing it in my lifetime all those years ago to know that they're using it now for pain management, and it would, I would say, be an excellent thing for pain management, because it truly does take the pain level in your body down. It does. That I remember, because I've had trouble with my knees and my legs and ankles and stuff all my life from arthritis. It runs in my family. And that was the one thing I remember. And I remember talking to my doctor back then about it. And he said, Lou, it'll be the best thing you've ever done to help with that pain management. But he said, as long as it's not legal, don't you do it.
Yeah.
You know, so I remember that.
That's interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of opposition to the development of the legal variety, but apparently it does work.
It definitely does work with pain management.
Interesting. And
but the thing is, I can't do it now because I go to pain management every month, and they take, you know, urine samples and blood and stuff, and if they find marijuana in your blood, they won't give you your medicine.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know.
You know, that is something, Lulu, that men working and women working at jobs doing pain relief with that, and they go for a drug test, bang, they're out.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, there's a lot that needs to be straightened out somehow.
There is, yeah. Wow. And I think they're getting closer to, you know, I know they're doing an awful lot of testing now, and I've seen good things, and I've seen things that were not, you know, good, shall we say, or, you know.
Okay. But now all this you brought out in your book, and your book is how many pages?
Goodness.
It must be about, 250?
I have no idea. Are you ready for that?
8 pages, I think.
Say it again.
I think it's 268.
Okay. 268, is that what you said, honey?
It doesn't take, it looks like you could, it's a book you could read in a few days.
I have had a couple of people tell me they read it in one night because they couldn't put it down.
Oh, well, good.
Which is a great compliment, you know.
Yes, exactly.
Is. Okay, let's see, honey. It is, no, Kim, it's 160 pages.
160 pages, okay.
Uh-huh, and it's got...
I can see, yeah, the glossy
beautiful,
pictures.
Beautiful, beautiful pictures. Yeah, the pictures are... I did not want them to be, you know...
Sure, and that's very expensive.
It is. I did not want them to be...
right.
What do you call it?
And there's a lot of pictures of hee-haw people.
Mm-hmm. And look, that's Lily.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Lily Tomlin.
Yeah,
and Dottie Rambo in the same picture.
Was
Lily loved Dottie.
Lily Tomlin, was she ever on Hee-Haw?
I don't think
I know
she
was on
that.
Yeah, I remember.
She was on Laugh-In.
Yeah, Laugh-In, that was a big deal.
Yeah.
And her. And then at one time she sat in a rocking chair, an oversized rocking chair. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And did Edith Ann.
Yeah, right.
I'm Edith Ann.
Yeah. Oh, boy. But now, you were Buck Owens, one of his very best friends, and you sang at Buck Owens' funeral.
I did.
And that was quite a while ago, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But Buck Owens obviously was a very nice person.
He was just one of the most generous and kind-hearted people I've ever met. He was. He was. He knew how to be respectful of women. He did. He was just such a good man. He was.
Well, that's good.
And there's that. See that little picture there?
Yes.
I've looked at that a million times and thought, how could somebody throw that little baby away?
Is that you?
That's me.
Oh, my land.
And I was little, a cute little fat little baby. Yeah. I was.
Kind of, is that rust-colored hair?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
My.
Yeah, I'm what they call it, strawberry blonde, naturally.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to break here and be back for our last 15 minutes.
Hey, Ted, what's the best part about being so well-known?
Well, meeting all kinds of new people, you know, taking pictures and signing autographs.
That's great. What's the worst part?
That after selling a half million autographs, I've got the worst case of carpal tunnel syndrome since John Hancock.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
This is Marianne Michaels, and you can catch my friend Scott Spears Monday through Friday right here on WWGH 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Entertaining interviews with celebrities and local topics every day.
Live 12:10 to 2 p.m.
Okay, we're back for our last segment here with Lulu Roman. Lulu Roman from Hee Haw. Whoa, she used to jump up out of the cornfields. Remember that? Did you jump up with somebody else?
Yep.
Who was
all of us, you know.
Okay.
One time or another, we were with everybody.
Sure. Now I can see it.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Tex Ritter.
Oh. I met him once.
He was so sweet.
That was Jack Ritter's dad, wasn't it?
Uh-huh, yep.
Yeah. I met him at the radio station. I don't know why he was in Marion, but he tapped on the window behind me, and I looked around, and there he was. Oh, my. Yeah. It's too bad that his boy died at such an early age.
Yes, it
is. He was a good actor.
Good, yes, he was.
So, of course, you're familiar... Quite familiar, I'm sure, with a lot of the people in Nashville, the Grand Ole Opry. Yeah. And that's tonight and tomorrow night, too. They have the Grand Ole Opry more than a couple of nights a week now.
Yeah, they have it. I think they have it actually on... Do they have it on Tuesday now?
Tuesdays
and Thursdays. And then Friday and Saturday. Yeah.
And the thing is, WSM...
Uh-huh.
At 6:50 on the dial, comes in loud and clear up here.
That's good.
No trouble here in the Grand Ole Opry.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you're going to be at Perkins tonight from 5 till 9. And you'll be selling your book.
Yes.
So there's my wife, Jeannie.
Hi, wife, Jeannie. How are you?
She keeps me in order.
Does she? That's good.
She watched Hee Haw, too.
All right. Yay!
Yeah. I think she was with me when we talked to Roy Clark.
Oh. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I always remember that. Yeah. So, okay, so you'll be at Perkins tonight, 5 till 9, and you'll talk to people if they want to buy a book. Your book will be for sale. If they buy a book, they get a 10% discount on their meal. But now, because it's going to be so crowded, that they want you to, you know, either buy a meal or a book.
Yes.
Yeah, and you'll be very happy to buy a book. I mean, Jeannie, maybe you heard some of her testimony about drugs. Absolutely. And I think a lot of people, for the very first time, maybe heard a statement like you come up with. To talk to a real drug addict, former.
Yep.
Yeah. And we went to jail for selling as well.
Sure did.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yep.
But that's a lot of history.
And
your book covers from the time you were an orphan until,
now.
Till now, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So, and you were born with rosy hair, scarlet hair, but you've amplified it a little bit.
I have, yes. See, I was, at the orphan's home, I told you before that they wanted to make sure that we had good education that we could take care of ourselves. And one of the things that the girls got to do was we got to go to cosmetology school. Oh. So I learned how to do hair. And I learned well enough to do my own, you know. And I don't cut hair or anything, but I'm pretty good about styling it and fixing it and stuff like that. Okay. So, I went through all the colors.
We have a caller. Hey, caller, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I have something in common with Lulu. I'm not famous or nothing like that, but I was an orphan.
Oh. I know that pain, honey. Yes, sirree.
Did you have something else?
My parents both a month apart when I was 9 years old and was sent to Mount Mission School in Virginia. Hmm. But I watched your show all the time, too.
Thank you so much, honey. Well, we're kind of sisters, honey.
Huh?
We're kind of sisters.
Yes.
Okay.
And it was nice talking to you.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you, honey.
Yeah. Thank you. Anyone else? Now's a great opportunity. Wow. To talk to Lulu Roman. She'll be here for 9 minutes yet.
Uh-huh.
WGH. Yeah. If you have any questions, I still can't get over.
You better call quick.
How you stop drug use after being a real dyed-in-the-wool druggie.
Mm-hmm.
My.
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
Well, it was totally God, honey. It was.
And
totally
you survived.
God.
Wow.
Yes.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2:51 Eastern Daylight Standard Time. And if you'd like to talk to Lulu, now is your golden opportunity. Get her now. Yeah, if you go to Perkins, and buy a book, you'll get a 10% discount on your meal. But it's going to be crowded out there, but she'll be there with her books.
Yes.
And now her book runs around $20, and she'll have plenty of them. She won't run out, I'm hope.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Got a tickle, huh?
Yeah. Tickling the throat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what are you doing now other than every now and then giving lectures?
Well, that's generally what I do. I stay on the road singing.
That's right. Uh-huh. Singing on the
sing,
road.
Yes.
what kind of songs?
Well, I've been real blessed. I can pretty much sing anything. I sing gospel, and I sing country, and I sing a little bit of rhythm and blues, and I just love to sing.
Well, good. That's great.
Thank
now,
you.
Now, do you have a recorded accompaniment? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Miss Kim puts it on the computer, and then we run it through the sound system.
Oh, okay.
And it's like it's just magically there.
Yeah. Isn't today's electronic world
they're
something else?
Wonderful, yes.
Boy.
And Kim's good at doing that
just
stuff.
Think, back in 69, it was tape.
Mm-hmm.
They taped.
it was on a little cassette,
kind of
reel-to-reel cassette thing.
Yeah. And they followed those 8-track tapes.
Uh-huh, they did, yes. Boy, those were something.
Oh, yeah. They're antique.
Uh-huh, yes.
So,
excuse me.
Your chance to talk to Lulu
is running out.
Yes. Give me a call. 740-383-9944. Lou has such a great story. It's in her book. All she talked about today is in her book.
Yes, it is.
And how many times have you actually heard a true blue former deep down drug addict talk?
Mm-hmm.
We don't hear that. I haven't heard any talk like you to really tell it like it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unbelievable. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
We have about 5 minutes left in the program. 740-383-9944. So you're going to be in Cincinnati this weekend. Where else are you going to be that we might know of?
Kim,
We're in Illinois.
Illinois, okay.
Mm-hmm. We're going to Illinois in August. We're going to be in Indiana in August. We're in West Virginia in July.
Okay, now, can we find out your schedule on the internet by typing in Lululemon?
Lululemon.com.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Or on Facebook, Lululemon Official.
Good deal. Yeah. Are you going to be back in Ohio very soon, other than this weekend?
I think it's going to be a little while before we come back. We've got several other places we've got to, you know.
Yeah, okay. Now, do you speak mostly in churches?
It used to be mostly churches, but now it's all different kinds
really?
Of things. It is, okay. Yeah. We do like little opera houses. We do theaters. We do fair dates.
Wow.
You know.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
County fairs.
Yes.
It's that
yes.
season. Oh boy.
Uh huh.
Now, when you're on stage, you use the same type of recorded accompaniment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. It's a little more reasonable too in cost, I'm sure.
Uh huh. It is. And
yeah.
But it's
good.
It's easy just to pop that in there. Kim is a pro at, you know.
Okay, she's your...
Doing that, she is.
Your technician, yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's what it takes. Okay.
Yes, it does.
We've got about 2.5 minutes to go in the program today. Now, don't forget, Lululemon from Hee Haw will be at Perkins Family Restaurant from 5 till 9, and she'll be selling her book. And now, if you go there and buy a book, you will get a 10% discount on your meal at Perkins. Mm-hmm. And that's the deal. But because it's going to be so crowded, you won't be able to stand around and talk to her. That's
oh,
why
yeah.
That's why we've had her on here today.
Yes.
Okay. 257's the time. And so she'll be at Perkins from 5 till 9. And... the book will be available. The book is excellent quality. My
Thank
goodness.
You.
Unbelievable. Glossy pictures. And that the cost of production of something like that is out of this world. And so you got to sell a lot of books, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, we do.
Oh, oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah, I got a friend that's got a book out, and I think he has nightmares about selling. Getting
yes.
back to cost production.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So, okay, Hee Haw was on from 1969 to
92.
Okay.
Yeah.
A long stretch. And today, if you know where to look, you'll find reruns of Hee Haw on your television. It's
mm-hmm.
probably on cable somewhere
uh-huh.
all the time.
And it's been 50 years this year.
15 years?
50.
50, oh.
50 years.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
And I was on the first one, and I was on the last one.
That's right. 50 would be 1969. Oh,
yep.
My goodness.
Yep.
Yeah. And it was so, obviously, a lot of fun. And I was
yes.
telling Lulu, too, the man that did the sound effects, the animals,
uh-huh.
whatever animal
yeah.
it was, Noble Bear.
He did it, yes,
from
he did.
Upper Sandusky, yeah. I used to interview him every year, and he was so proud of himself for being the animals. And then, of course, my wife and I had 4 donkeys all together, so we knew what he all was. Yeah, right. Oh, boy. Yeah. What do you have? There were roosters and donkeys and all kinds of different...
There were, yes.
Anything that could make a sound, yeah.
Pigs.
Okay. Okay, we're coming right up the end here. So remember now, at Perkins, from 5 till 9 today, book signing with Lululemon, the star of Hee Haw. And, boy, she went 1969 on. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's going to do it for today. Hope you have a nice weekend. It's going to be warm, of course. Now, next week, we've got a couple of fans that we can be given away. A listener brought them in. And so it goes. Have a nice weekend. And thanks again, Lulu,
Thank you.
Being such a good guest and
Thank
providing
you.
Us some very interesting material today.
Thank you so much
All
for
right.
having us.
Okay.
WWGH Radio LP Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For former coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, Jim Tressel.
You know, it's interesting because everybody knows the story, obviously, of what happened there. But when that all was going down, because that's a rough period, that's a rough year. And, you know, as it comes out in Sports Illustrated that, you know, these emails were flying around on April 2nd and on December 9th, you publicly said you didn't know anything about it, and it all came down that way. Do you wish had said, yes, I know about it on December 9th, or had reported it earlier?
Oh, gosh, I'm not sure that you have all the dots